Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. Chris Carroll here. Thanks for joining us, and welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's program will consist of two interviews that'll be really informative. In the first interview, we'll talk with our friend Eric Kimberling, president and founder of Panorama Consulting Group. Eric has been kind enough to join us once again to discuss Panorama's 2010 ERP report, which was just published earlier this month. Also, we went back into the archives a little bit and pulled out one of our best interviews, one of our most informative and insightful discussions with someone who actually implements ERP and did so recently. John Gibson is the president of a mid-sized organization, and he's going to share some of his insights with us about his ERP implementation experience. Well, we've got Eric Kimberling on the line, so let's get started with our first interview today. Eric, thanks again for spending some time with us here at ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, Eric, what can you tell me about the report?
Well, Chris, we continued our study that we began in 2005 of ERP implementations across the globe. And during this four-year study, which we just wrapped up in December of 2009, we expanded our sample size to 1,600 ERP implementations across the globe. And in addition to some of the metrics we looked at last time we published our report, which include things like ERP implementation duration, cost, business benefits realized, etc., we also looked at some additional metrics that we hadn't looked at in the past, such as comparing software as a service to on-premise ERP, as well as some of the organizational change management aspects of ERP implementations. So in essence, what we did is we took a quantitative and a qualitative view of 1,600 ERP implementations across the globe and some of the actual results that some of these organizations achieved.
Okay. And what were some of the key findings in the report?
Well, some of the findings we found were actually encouraging. The last time we published our report, when we looked at ERP implementation duration time, on average was close to 20 months last time we published the report. This time in 2010, with the new data we have, the average is down to 18.4 months for the average implementation duration. And that includes companies of all sizes and all different types of industries. So that is merely an average. And if you do more of a deep dive, which we do in some of our other research, you can see some of the differences between companies of different sizes and different industries. In addition to looking at the implementation duration, we also looked at implementation cost. And as we found here as well with that metric, that number is down to $6.2 million on average for the total cost of ownership for the average organization. And that is down from over $9 million the last time we published this report. The other metric we looked at is the implementation cost as a percentage of revenue. So we kind of normalize the implementation budgets for organizations to look at differences between